This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Could 2019 be a tipping point for improving gender equality in the workplace? Anna Falt, who manages the Women's Empowerment Principles, thinks it could be. The principles are an initiative from UN Women and the UN Global Compact to help companies stamp out sexual harassment and abuse and improve career prospects for women. Ms. Falt believes that investors, consumers and new entrants to the job market are putting more pressure than ever before on businesses to improve their gender credentials. When I interviewed her in New York, she said that the head of steam that built up around the Me Too movement is driving change and making a positive impact on corporate culture.
I always see the good things in challenges. I see the opportunities, and I always see opportunities in those challenges. So, for example, the Me Too movement has been really an opportunity. It's a lot of women that have been exposed and faced with sexual harassment and abuse. But at the same time, let's look at it, the situation today, more companies than ever employers are looking at this as a big risk and are actually taking action, not only to set up policies within the companies on zero tolerance for sexual harassment and abuse, but they're also looking at the bigger picture, gender equality in the workplace, and see what they can do there. So I see this Me Too movement as an opportunity to drive this change, because it's not going to go away. And I do see that this is a change in our history that we'll be able to also make progress on gender equality in the workplace. I mean, there's some pushback, of course. Every time there's progress, there's always somebody that dislike that progress and is trying to push back on it. I think what we've learned from those pushback factors is really that we can't just move alone as a women's movement and with the women's agenda, but we need to move side by side with men to make sure that we are coming up with a solution that works for both women and men. Today, it's quite clear that this agenda is playing a very important role when it comes to attracting talent. The millennials that represent about 35% of the workforce today have a very clear, distinct view on which company they want to work for. They're looking and scrutinizing the company, and I've hear that several times, that in interviews, they are interviewing the employer. They want to make sure it's a right fit for them. A recent Deloitte survey showed actually that 63% of millennials believe that the key reason for a company's existence is to make change and improvement in society and not as a profit-making machine for the shareholders. Consumers are much more picky today, and that links back to the reputation of the company in terms of socially responsible, how much they're engaging with stakeholders and beneficiaries, consumers in the local communities. So this plays a very important role today as well, to position the company vis-a-vis the people in the society. But also what has emerged over the last 10 years is also an interest by investors. They're increasingly looking at gender inequalities in a company and discrimination as a risk for their investment. This is a good thing, because that also makes companies understand that it isn't only about doing good, but it's also good for the company. And this is also an unstoppable train in terms of the consciousness among investors, how they invest in companies, whether they are publicly listed or private companies, where do they put the money? And they put it where there is limited risk in terms of any outburst of a scandal like sexual harassment, etc. But also because they have understood that a company that is attractive to talent is also companies that will make it in the future of work. They are also seeing it from a consumer standpoint, and consumers are looking for socially responsible companies, including gender equality. So we see the progress is happening on both end, both on the benefit of our company to drive the gender equality agenda, but also from the risk mitigation side.
What progress has been made with
the Women's Empowerment Principles?
So 2019 and 2020 is where we will really try to not only talking about the thousands, but eventually about the millions of companies that have made this commitment. It is a commitment to gender equality, not only in the workplace, but also in the marketplace. So we're also looking at stereotypes in the marketing and advertising. We are talking about purchasing and sourcing more products and services from women entrepreneurs. We are talking about engagement in at the community level. And most importantly, we're also talking about how to show progress, the importance of companies to collect data. They have a lot of employment data, but how are they actually analyzing that data and how are they correlating it? And we are going to focus in on this reporting piece and transparency around data much more in 2019 and 2020.